Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone to this morning's study session for the May City Council for Thursday, September 27, 2012. First item on our agenda is to review the agenda for next Monday, August 1st meeting. October 1st meeting, page 2, items 3A through 3D. Items 3E through 4B.
Mayor.
Vice Mayor.
Item 4B, $65,000 annually for service award recognitions. I'm just not entirely certain that we need to continue a program like that. We used to have this in Phoenix. They canceled it some time ago. You get a catalog after 5, 10, 15, 20 years. It has some items in it that you pick from and really doesn't have much of a value. I've asked some employees in Mason whether it has value here that I'm not aware of, and I haven't gotten a positive response yet. It seems that we could use that $65,000 somewhere else, maybe some other employee benefit that would have a value.
Mayor, Council, we could certainly look at it with something that it's one thing we offer to the employees to recognize their years of service with the city. Other than that, we do the recognitions at the events that the council's been to. I think, again, it's just something that we provide to the employees that I guess I hadn't heard that nobody likes it. It's been something that we've
said nobody liked it. I just said it just nobody seems to care. There's some apathy over the program, and I certainly support recognizing employees for good work. I even don't mind recognizing them for their years of service. And if somebody were to retire, I think there's it's appropriate to recognize people for their long terms of service. I just don't know that this is something that has much of a value to folks. I can fill you with anecdotes, but I don't want to waste your time.
Yeah, there's not a lot of things we have that we actually give to employees for that kind of recognition other than the two events. And it's always sensitive, but $65,000 for 3,500 employees isn't a whole lot of money. We try to manage that quite a bit.
So. Councilman Richards?
We should probably be spending twice that, recognizing the great job of our employees, maybe three times that. Let's send them all to the Bahamas. I don't know. Maybe you could put that in your next survey. Maybe we put it in our next survey and see what the value is. We get a lot of response to those surveys that go out and see what the value is. Because, you know, maybe there's some other ideas that are out there that they'd rather be recognized a different way. So let's just do that.
We can do that. We've changed this program. The OC Tanner program is one that's used across the country. That's a catalog and before we had a much different program. We give more flexibility. So we can do that. We'll be doing a survey. We do an annual survey of our employees each year. We could probably add that onto there.
Yeah, to me, it's not the money. It's recognizing them in a way that they feel has value.
Right.
So if we're hearing rumblings that this particular program doesn't have a lot of value, let's find a way to do it so we can spend good money to recognize the good work that our employees do.
Yeah, and the challenge you have with this, in a budget like we have, that's a lot of money. But on the other hand, with you have 3,500 employees, and you have the size of operation that we have, and I don't want to say it's not a lot of money. I don't want to take it in the wrong way because every dollar is important. But it sticks out more when you have it as a single line item. So,
Mayor
Mr. Pombier.
If I may. 5 or 6 years ago, we had a MESA team, and we did actually extensive surveys with the employees as to what they would like to see in terms of recognition, and this is the program we ended up with. At that point in time, they really enjoyed the breakfast and the lunch that we have that goes with this, and this was the best scenario that we could find, apart from increased pay and time off, that they chose among the various options that we could give them.
But we could resurvey it.
It's been
5 or 6 years, so we could resurvey it.
I mean, playing devil's advocate a little bit, the question is payroll, getting a paycheck and doing that, at its most base level, you could argue, gee, getting a paycheck, isn't that reward enough? Because Believe me, I will hear that. I'll get an email. And that's not a totally illegitimate argument. Someone shows up. The question is, are they paid fairly? Do they have benefits that are fair? And I think that's our first and foremost objective. I guess we need to put this in context and saying, listen, our program for creating employees that are fully committed to our mission and our city is to have a complete compensation and recognition program, of which we believe this is a component. Is that?
Yeah, I mean,
because I don't want to just throw it out and say, gee, if someone's been here 5, 10, 15 years, they deserve something.
No.
That's a tough argument to tell a citizen who's struggling.
Right, and that's what this is.
But when you say, listen, we have a complete program. If you want to part and parcel what we do with employees, I could find arguments for dental benefits. I guarantee you. I could argue that we should only have a 2-cavity limit versus a 3-cavity limit. You could do that with a city budget, and we do that. We do that a lot of times. I appreciate what the Vice Mayor is saying, because when this jumps out, you could easily say it doesn't pass the smell test. I'm hoping as we put this in context as to what we believe is an overall compensation program that is fair and that also achieves our goal of motivating employees to be as committed as they possibly can, which we believe reaps benefits that far exceed what we're investing. If that's the case, then I would be fully supportive of this. If it's just, gee, we think we should give employees something at 5, 10, 15 years, then I don't see the value of it, because it doesn't fit in with an overall compensation program. Now, that was, if you hadn't noticed, that was a real softball approach that I gave to you. But I believe in it if that's how we're truly approaching this. If you just tell me that everyone else does it, so we should, or everyone else but the City of Phoenix, then I got issues with it. So.
Well, and the City of Phoenix does longevity pay for all their employees.
So what we're saying is City of Phoenix chose other ways to reward being on the job,
which is
much more costly, and I don't believe reaps the same benefits. So if that's what you're saying, then that's how I think we need to look at this, is in context of our overall program.
Well, I think it is part of the overall program. I don't want to suggest that somehow I think the employees look at this as an overall compensation package. I think what we look at it as a demonstration of loyalty to the organization, a commitment. There is quite a bit of pride to be able to go out there and to have one of these recognitions for being with the city for 20 or 25 years. And it's always my privilege. I personally provide this package to all employees who reach 30 years of service. For us, that's a significant demonstration of commitment and loyalty to this organization, literally for a lifetime. And certainly they've received a paycheck. But I would suggest to you that in most organizations, that kind of loyalty is rewarded, maybe not necessarily monetarily by a paycheck, but, you know, there's usually something. What we got away from was plaques. That was the big, nobody wanted any more plaques. And so we got away from plaques and tried to find something that we thought was recognition. And we instituted the breakfast and the lunch, the midday.
Well, I know in the company I ran, we had this program.
Yeah.
The same exact program, and I mean, it sounds really hokey, but I'd hit a certain milestone after I sold the company with the new company, and I got a bike. It's bizarre. Every time I see that bike, I connect it with my employment, because the only reason I have that is because of the connection. Now, the vice mayor sitting there saying, you obviously look at the bike a lot more than you ride the bike. I didn't say every time I ride the bike. I said every time I look at the bike.
How did you know?
So, Councilman Richens, you had a comment. Okay.
I
think you raised a valid point, but...
You got a bike. I got a little... It's sitting in my office as a little globe.
And you remember it, though.
No, because it sits up in the corner, and I just remembered it when I read this. I guess it kind of depends on how the mayor hit it, how we use it. It's a reward. My experience with these has been it's just how many years of service you've done, and it became a joke, at least. And this is just my experience with it. Others have far more positive ones, perhaps. But we would get these catalogs every time you got a 5 or 10 or 15-year award, and we'd intercept them and order something really stupid for somebody else, so that when it came in, they're like, you know, donkey salt and pepper shakers. It was the most ridiculous stuff that you could possibly find. I just, if this has value to the employees, that's one thing.
I think if you were to look at the OC Tanner catalogs, they do this across the country, and as you can tell, we're actually piggybacking with ADOT, who does this apparently also. We have a budget, obviously, that we have for this, and so it's limited by that. But we try to find stuff that really has Mesa somewhere inscribed in it, and it shows some kind of pride, and so that's what we've tried to do.
I guess it comes down to, do we value a program like this to reward our employees outside of compensation or not? Yeah. And so I guess that's what I'm not going to micromanage what the program is. I need to just set the policy whether or not I think it has value. I think it does have value. When you multiply it out by the number of employees, it's about $18 a year.
$18.57.
Yeah. It's not much. and I realize that it's, five and 10 and 15 year employees, so it's not every employee getting $18.57 a year. But it's not, it's a small, but I think it's an important gesture to reward loyalty to this organization, because we do have people that have given their whole lives working for the city. When I go to those lunches, I'm stunned and impressed at, you have people up there that have 35 years, 40 years. That's an entire lifetime serving an organization, and you're spending $18.50 a year saying thank you. other than the paycheck. I know the paycheck's important.
And if I may, Mayor and Council, the gifts that they can choose from in this OC Tanner catalog, there were quite a number of gifts that we could select from, and we put a lot of effort and thought into the types of gifts that employees could choose at those, 5 and 10 and 15-year increments. So we really don't have any hokey gifts, and we made sure that each one of them had some sort of a City of Mesa tag on it, some kind of an emblem that it's etched into it, or there's some sort of a plaque that's associated with it. So we did really try to put some careful thought into the meaningful type of the gifts, long-term nature of the gifts, and yet tried to add a personalized nature of some of the gifts as well. So they can be both something that they just look at, as well as some of the gifts are actually quite functional. But all of them have something on it that says City of Mesa, so forevermore there is some relationship and reflection as to why they got that gift.
At least it is a Mesa business. I did like that.
Well, I'd like to see this go forward this year, and then let's do some survey work, make sure that's the appropriate award. Besides, when Dennis hits 15 years, he's going to want Mesa salt and pepper donkey pepper shaker. Yeah.
And he's not going to put them up in the upper corner.
Yeah. He'll
Maybe they're red, white, and blue.
Okay.
Remove it.
Thank you.
Remove it. From
all right, consent. Gotcha. Item, which was that? 3D.
4D.
Or 4B. Remove that from the consent agenda. Items 4C through 4E. Items 4F through 5A. And items 5B through 6C. Okay. Chair reports on meetings, conferences attended. You're pointing.
Well, because you were on stage, I thought maybe you'd like to share about the sustainability conference we had the other day.
Sure.
Which was a lot of fun, but I wasn't on stage.
The mayor was. You had fun. No, we had the privilege of hosting ASU. What exactly do they call that? The Global Institute of Sustainability. It was like a forum at the Mesa Arts Center. Quite a large attendance filled the theater. And Mayor Mark Mitchell from Tempe, Greg Stanton from Phoenix, and I had the privilege of answering questions related to our efforts. It was interesting that when we talk sustainability, that means different things to almost everybody, as we're finding out. I think for us what it means is doing smart things that make sense. The challenge you have is that, as we found out that night, is that sometimes sustainability very quickly goes into the political aspect of the environment and what you're doing, and we tend to to concentrate on just smart business. We do a lot of things in Mesa because it's smart business, and we do a lot of things that are exemplary. The idea is that rather than try and set some flashy goals that don't provide for long-term results, what we do is we try to create a culture, and I think we've done a good job doing that. So that's what we talked about. What did I miss?
That was great. That was great.
Okay. So
can I add one thing? The coolest thing of the whole evening are people that had not been to the Art Center before that said, "Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful." So
and there were a lot of those.
There were a lot of those, which is amazing that all these informative, educated people had not been to the Art Center before. So it's
they
a great.
They must not have been very educated if
not
they haven't been to
very
Art
educated. But, you know, just showing the versatility of the forum or the venue for all sorts of activities. And the event, little reception afterwards, people just raved at how beautiful it was, because it is beautiful.
It is, and it's glad to see that we're using it for a wide variety of things. This was good. The very next morning, I'll report on this, we hosted 120 mostly public safety and IT officials, both government and corporate from around the state to a cybersecurity conference that was sponsored and co-hosted between the City of Mesa and the Department of Homeland Security. And we had the director of cybersecurity fly in from Washington and give a presentation. So we'd like to thank the Department of Homeland Security. Very, very good, well attended, good people there. City of Mesa staff was really involved. And this is an issue that I don't think we have any idea how much at risk we are. We spend a lot of time talking about floods and earthquakes and tornadoes, things like that, which we should, because we see the devastating impact when one of those disasters hit. I think if you really thought about what would happen to your life, the impact, if somebody got in and shut down, for example, the financial system, which has happened. That we learned in Estonia, a hacker got in and shut down their financial system for 3 days. You couldn't go to an ATM. You couldn't buy anything with a debit card. If you think about that potential, it actually gets pretty scary. And if you think that that's not happening, I had one security expert tell me, he said, listen, if you think that, for example, Iran getting a nuclear bomb is what they are really working on. Their cyber force is already launching attacks at U.S. systems. And they feel that the impact they can have through a breach in our network and our underpinnings of our cyber world could have a more devastating effect than any type of physical type of thing. And so this is a real issue, real problem, and it was great to have that high level of discussion. So appreciate that. Especially appreciate my staff, Kathy Reef and Melissa Rondasso and Misty and Alex, who really worked hard to put this together. So it was very well done. And also special thanks to Councilmember Dave Richens, who thanks, Dave, for covering at 6 a.m. I had two interviews at that time, and Councilmember Richens so graciously, two media interviews. We had a lot of media coverage for this because it is such an important subject. Councilmember Richens covered for one of mine. Thank you. And I the reason I say that is I understand the talk was you were quite as
I got to
you were memorable.
My lifelong dream of being a reporter reporting on a scene live where absolutely nothing was happening. It was very exciting.
So thanks. I know it's not easy getting up that early, but and it's not easy having. Believe me, I know this. Having done interviews at 5 and 6 in the morning, so thank you. Anything else? Okay. Sorry, what? You're mumbling. Okay, we have a motion to enter into executive session, but we'll take that up later, Mr. Brady.
Just a reminder, we have Councilmember Kavanaugh has a coffee with a council member on this Friday, 7:30 to 8:30 at the Arizona Academy of Emergency Services, which is located at 1833 West Main Street. So Councilmember Kavanaugh is inviting everyone out to that event. Councilmember, is it you and who else? Do you have any other speakers? Usually,
we have Fire Department Battalion Chief Corey Hayes is going to talk about emergency preparedness.
Perfect. Good. Okay. And then also a reminder, the Valley Forward Association will be presenting their annual Environmental Excellence Awards on Saturday, September 29th. The City of Mesa will receive either a merit or Crescordia Environmental Excellence Award for the Central Main Street plan. So we're up for possibility of receiving a recognition on Saturday evening. So we're looking forward to that. And then the next study session and council meeting will be Monday, October 1st.
Great. Ms. Crocker, any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
We have a motion on the table from Councilmember Richens to enter into executive session. Have a second, Councilmember Glover. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're now moving to executive session. Thank you.